So, are you ready for the Yellen recession? Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Alan Greenspan left the Fed's chairmanship just before his monetary malfeasance drove us off the road and the economy rolled three times and ended up in a ditch. Did Ben Bernanke get out just in time, too? The economy is so heavily leveraged, so debt-dependent, that it cannot withstand the inevitable increase in interest rates that is headed our way. The risk reality that interest rates are supposed to disclose in a free economy have been masked, they've been hidden, they're occluded by central banks' suppression of rates. The kind of prudence that is normally prized in the investment world is a drag and of no value in a bubble economy, until the bubble comes to its fated ending. And then the risks, the distortions, the malinvestments are all disclosed, and that's when ugly times start. But, respond the Keynesians and the Fed's apologists, there is no apparent danger of the low interest rate environment ending. Quantitative easing has been tapered by as much as $10 billion a month since earlier this year, and yet rates have trended lower. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.5%. That's below its 50-day and below its 200-day moving averages, and the Fed has pledged to low rates. Now, this is true. How exactly have rates stayed low and even eased off lower with the Fed's massive presence in the market being gradually withdrawn? This is an important question, and it's one I intend to address in the forthcoming August issue of the Freedom and Prosperity Letter. But for now, let me share with you the observation of economist and friend Robert Murphy from consulting by RPM.com, who reminds us of the crashes and the recessions that have taken place as the Fed's chairmanship has changed hands, or changed seats, I guess, over the past 35 years. He writes, Paul Volcker took over as chair of the Fed in August 1979. A recession officially began 5 months later, in January 1980. The second early 1980s recession officially began in July 1981. The annual unemployment rate was 9.7% in 1982. This was the worst recession since the Great Depression. In August 1987, Alan Greenspan took over the Fed. 2 months later, Black Monday occurred, on August 19, 1987, when the Dow dropped 22.6% that day, the worst one-day crash in history. In February 2006, Ben Bernanke became Fed chair. The worst recession since the Great Depression officially began in December 2007, and you may recall there was some trouble in the financial markets in September 2008. In January 2014, Janet Yellen became Fed chair. The stock market crashed and slipped back into major recession on... fill in the blank. Well, Murphy says that Bernanke painted himself and the U.S. economy into a corner and then handed the paintbrush over to Janet Yellen. He's right. Stay tuned. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.